Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the first of two programs introducing Clarence Williams, a pianist, singer, band leader, and music publisher who was very active during the early days of jazz on record in the 1920s. Williams began writing and publishing his own tunes at a young age. In New York City during the 20s, he became a tremendously successful songwriter, publisher, and record company insider. In fact, his greatest talent lay in composing and marketing his tunes, many of which became classics of the jazz repertory. Here's Clarence singing one of his own hit tunes.
Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your daddy's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart. That will never make us part. Every hour in the day, you hear me say, baby, won't you please come home to your mama? Baby, won't you hurry home?
Clarence Williams singing one of his early classic jazz originals, Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. This is introducing Clarence Williams on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Clarence Williams was a decent pianist, bandleader, and singer who was wildly successful as a composer, publisher, and music director for jazz and blues record labels. He worked for OK Records and other companies during the 20s and 30s, directing production of maybe 1,000 or more jazz and blues records. His sheet music business was the most successful black-owned music publishing company in America. In 1943, he sold his catalog of 2,000 songs to Decca for a reputed $50,000. By way of introduction to his composing skills, here are two of Clarence Williams' solid musical compositions. Now, for each of these, we'll start with the Williams recordings of 1927 or 28, and then switch to excellent modern renditions of his Midnight Stomp. Now, this was co-composed with Fats Waller and Gravier Street Blues. These modern versions copy and update their precursors quite well, staying close to the spirit and instrumentation of the original sessions, which generally included at least two reeds. Now listen on this Midnight Stomp for some fine tenor saxophone by Ben Waters, and then we'll segue to Klaus Jacobi's Bottomland Orchestra. And Jacobi is one of the three reeds in this all-German crew, except for the remarkable Swiss trombonist René Hagmann. Thank you. Clarence Williams' Gravier Street Blues, featuring Hamburg-born clarinet player Reimer von Essen, with the New Jazz Wizards. They're a recording band made up of superb American trad jazz musicians like Butch Thompson and several guys from the Black Eagle Jazz Band, plus von Essen. And though published by Williams, it was probably written by composer Richard M. Jones. And that Midnight Stomp was again probably actually written by Fats Waller, but published by Williams. In both cases, we segued two modern recordings from the original Clarence Williams discs of 1927 or 28. I'd say that the main importance of Clarence Williams in early jazz was his talent as an entrepreneurial pioneer. Williams was among the earliest successful composers and publishers of jazz and blues sheet music, beginning around 1915. He also had a knack for finding and bringing good talent to the record companies, and was responsible for some of the earliest records of Sidney Bechet, Louis Armstrong, and Bessie Smith. He was an energetic organizer of recording sessions for the Blues and Jazz catalog of OK Records during its most productive and innovative era. And he took maximum advantage of his position at a busy intersection of music and business to become a very successful entrepreneur. Here's a sample of Clarence playing his Wildflower Rag. As I've tried to underline, Clarence was a highly successful impresario, producer, and promoter of early jazz and blues, supplying arrangements, booking talent, organizing bands, and managing careers. His company became the leading African-American-owned publisher of sheet music. And in the 1920s, he was a powerful force in the recording studios of OK Records as an arranger, pianist, A&R man, and song supplier. For instance, he brought Bessie Smith to the Columbia label for her first records, managed her early career, and penned or published some of her hits, like this Gulf Coast Blues. During the 1920s and 30s in New York, Clarence Williams' musical associates included James P. Johnson and Fats Waller, Willie the Lion Smith, King Oliver, Benny Moten, Coleman Hawkins, Don Redman, and fellow songwriter Spencer Williams. As a bandleader and pianist, Williams recorded more frequently than just about any other black musician during the 1920s, contributing to some 750 records, over 150 of them band recordings under his own name. The best remembered are his Blue Five sessions with Sidney Bechet and Louis Armstrong of 1923 through 25, like this Cakewalkin' Babies from Home. ¶¶ As a director of artists and repertory, a so-called A&R man, piano accompanist, song plugger, and publisher, Clarence worked with the top female jazz and blues singers of the 1920s, Mamie Smith, Sarah Martin, Rosa Henderson, Clara Smith, Sippy Wallace, Victoria Spivey, and the most popular of all, Ethel Waters. Clarence Williams in the 1920s with Ethel Waters. We also heard him with Louis Armstrong and Sidney Bechet, and accompanying Bessie Smith singing their big hit, The Gulf Coast Blues. I'm Dave Redlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. During this first of two programs introducing Clarence Williams, we'll be hearing some of his early original bands and vocals, his wife, singer Eva Taylor, and sampling his best tunes in recent modern stereo recordings. Now, aside from a long list of songs that were hits, Williams also wrote many excellent musical compositions that have stood the test of time quite well. In this set, we'll hear some excellent musicians from Frankfurt, Germany, playing Hole in the Wall. Sung with gusto by Liesl Mack, this is a wonderful Williams number which, as far as I can tell, has remained completely unknown since its one recording in the 1920s. First up, though, is one of Clarence Williams' finest tunes. From a superb 1995 CD tribute to Clarence Williams by the Black Diamond Blue Five, the two reeds of Robert Young and Ralph Carney support Clint Baker's excellent cornet lead on Aching Hearted Blues.
You've got fighting husbands and backbiting wives. Every minute there's a fight, and the deacon yells, honey, you better put out that light. They got no conscience at all at the hole in the wall. They got plenty moonshine liquor all about, folks being carried in and some being broken out. Once the captain of the police, Lordy, he got so drunk that he even broke the peace. They say wonders never cease at the hole in the wall. Now they serve all kinds of fancy eats, even serve fried chicken and fancy meats. The pastry cook, Lordy bless his soul, he sure does serve some fine jelly roll. I knows it, 'cause I had some down there at the hole in the wall. Now there was old Deacon Johnson, who mourned his wife. He thought that he had lost her for life. But late one night, to his surprise, Lordy, what he saw made him rub his eyes. He caught his wife sneaking out of that hole in the wall.
Wow, a great performance by singer Liesl Mack with the German Jazz Classics in 1983, Clarence Williams' little-known song, Hole in the Wall. And we heard a remarkably good rendition of the fine Aching-Hearted Blues by the Black Diamond Blue Five. Still ahead in this hour, introducing Clarence Williams, we'll hear his wife, singer Eva Taylor, a couple of vocals by Clarence, and more of his outstanding tunes played by jazz bands new and old. And with only one exception, all the music heard this hour was written by Clarence Williams. You're listening to Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, and I always welcome your correspondence, comments, request for a program playlist, or search for deeper understanding of jazz at the newly enhanced Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhotbigstep.com. Once again, from their tribute to Clarence Williams, here's the Black Diamond Blue Five. This is a really great band, still active in Northern California, with a crackerjack performance of the unlikely title, Bozo, this time some really excellent muted trombone by Clint Baker. Fine work by the Black Diamond Blue Five, especially Clint Baker's muted trombone. And that was Clarence Williams' tune, Bozo. Clarence did have a knack for catchy, satisfying melodies.